right at the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph, we just had the machloket of how long before Pesach do you have to start being sholim v'doshim, darshim. Tana Kama says 30 days. Rabbi Shimon ben Galil says 2 weeks. It's the last four words. My time at the Tana Kama. What's the reasoning behind Tana Kama that we wait a month, which is the halacha, that we start a month before and we start the sholim darshim on Pesach. Shahari Moshe omed the Pesach Rishon umazil Pesach Sheni. We learned it from Pesach Sheni. It was on the first Pesach the people came to him. Shnei Amar says v'yasu bnei Yisrael at Pesach b'moedah. They made it in its time. Uksiv, and it says v'yu anashim ashehayu tameim lenefesh adam. There were people that were tamei nefesh. Different reasons why they were tamei nefesh. Either if they were holding the atzmus of Yosef, or because they took care of Nadav v'Aviv. So you see that Moshe, 30 days before Pesach Sheni, was already talking 30 days beforehand. He spoke at the halachas over here, which really brings into a big machloket. Is this 30 days only nogeah to Pesach, because Pesach has so many halachas to it, or is it nogeah to all other halachas, even Sukkot, which has quite a few halachas to it, but even something like, let's take Shavuot, which doesn't have so many. Mashma from our Gemara that it's on Pesach Sheni over here, which doesn't have that many halakhas, that on all inyanim you should do it 30 days. And if it's on Pesach Sheni, which is a minor, it's not one of the major, not one of the three regalim, you could also say on Hanukkah and all other in Purim, 30 days beforehand. Lamaisa, the Gemara brings down on for Shavuos, it's enough to start on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It's mash from him that it's dafka on Pesach over here. It's the 30 days. Noagim kizeh, noagim kizeh. One can be noag either way. It's always kedar to learn it. But for sure, for Hilchos Pesach, because it's so many halachas in Pesach, one should start 30 days before and shorli v'dorshim. We are noag today, at least on the Shabbos before Pesach, one does it. And there's all kinds of reasons. I think I had a note over here that today. A little more, we could be a little more makel with these areas. The Shabu says at least the Chabor should be fire people who are responsible should have this Indian over here. But it's, the main Indian though they bring down that when Moshe Rabbeinu was mitakin was to learn the halachas on the Chag. That there's an Indian on each Chag that one should at least, if you're not going to do it 30 days before and not, you know, right before it, on the day you should do it. So they bring down that even people with that demekel and the yotzi with kriyas satar. Okay, so wherever you go, you eat yotzi somewhere. Okay, just come to shul. Baruch Hashem, if you're part of Matzah Yal, you get covering a lot of halachas. So we see 30 days before, and Moshe Rabbeinu started talking about the halachas. There's the number 30. Baruch Hashem ben Gamaliel, what do you do with that? And he says that's not a raya. Omelacha. Since they were already talking about Pesach, Masik Lulachol Mila de Pischa. He ended up talking about everything, and there's no raya from there. Even though this is the raya that's brought down, but Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel was doche. So my time is Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. What's your reasoning why for two weeks before, and at least you have to start asking and darshaning on the Har? Sorry, Moshe Omei Bevoch Chodesh. Because when you open up Parshas Shmos, he got the commandment of HaKodesh Ezeh Lechem, that's on Rosh Chodesh. Umazel Pesach, and you see the next poster. He's talking about Pesach. You know, HaKodesh Ezeh Lechem of Rosh Chodesh. And it says, after Dabal bin Akob, Adat Yisrael, Emor B'yasu LaKodesh Ezeh, V'yichu Lahem Ish, Zelavod, you mean, we're immediately talking about the Korban Pesach, and immediately following that is all the Yonan Pesach. So we see from there, 2 weeks beforehand, is one that was given in the Bamidbar. Sorry, in Mitzrayim. Ah, Mimayit Bereish Yarcha Kai. Who says that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded on Rosh Chodesh? It just says that Chodesh Hazelachem Rosh Chodeshim. But what day was that given on? Okay, we know Rashi, and she's shown the little sliver of the moon up over there. But really, according to the Pashtun of the Pesukim, it doesn't say that it was given on the first of the Chodesh. It just said he was given the commandment of Rosh Chodesh. Dilma b'arba b'yarcha. Maybe he was commanded on the fourth of the month, or b'chamisha b'yarcha. Kai, maybe it was the Hachodesh of Zeh Lechem was on the 4th or the 5th of the month. And we don't have a full 2 weeks over here. People ask, what's the Havamina over here to give the Kiddush Hachodesh on the 4th or the 5th of the month? It's like, it seems a little muzar, the whole Havamina, the Gemara. But they bring down the Emes, there's a Shita in the Rambam, which is a Pelotek Shita, that says that one could be Mekadesh the Chodesh 4 or 5 days after the month start, and Lim Mafreya make it to a Kiddush HaChodesh. And they want to bring from here. That you see that at least in the Havamina in the Gemara, it was a possibility that HaKodesh Baruch Hu himself could have given the mitzvah for Kiddush HaChodesh on the 4th or the 5th of the month. Going back, 4th or 5th of the month, this is what it should look like, being Mekadesh at Lim Mafreya, and this would be a right for the Rambam Shita, that even on the 4th and the 5th Lim Mafreya you could bring it back. Ella, rather, you're right. We don't have any raya from HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem that it was actually given on Rosh Chodesh, but it was on the 4th or the 5th. We have a different raya. Ella me rabba bar simi, mishmei de ravina, mahacha. Here's the raya that we know for Rebbe Shimon Gamaliel, that 2 weeks before the Chag, we started giving the mitzvahs of the Chag. It says, v'deresh on Moshe b'midbar Sinai, b'shana ha-sheni, this is in Parshas B'halotcha, b'chodesh ha-rishon, again, on the first month, on the first, the Chodesh HaRishon, second year, first month, Uksiv, and it says, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael ha-Pesach v'mato, and there we got, the Klal Yisrael did the Pesach. So the first Pasuk is talking about that we were commanded on the beginning, in the Rosh, the first month, which is Nisan, and immediately following is that we did our Pesach. Mashma, we're commanded on the first of the month, for the Pesach, which came 2 weeks later. So we have the same problem. Hachanari, Mimai. Who says the Bereish Yarkakai that that's going on the Rosh Chodesh? Tilma be Arba be Yarka or be Chamisha be Yarka. Maybe it's on the 4th or the 5th. That pasuk that says the Dabar Hashem on Moshe be Midbar Sinai be Shana Sheni be Chodesh Harishon. Which day in the Chodesh Harishon did Hashem say? Doesn't say. We're just assuming it's Rosh Chodesh. Same question. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. No. Atia Midbar Mem Midbar. We have a Gezira Shava. It says in that pasuk can be Olotcha. It says the word Bamidbar. Hashem spoke to him in the Bamidbar. And it's also Kesiv Hatam Bamidbar Sinai, Kesiv Hatam. And it says in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Bamidbar Sinai be'ol moed be'echad lechodesh. On the first day of the Chodesh Hasheni. So Malahalan, just like in the beginning of the Sefer when it mentions Bamidbar Sinai, it's B'Rosh Chodesh. Afkan, B'Rosh Chodesh. Also over here, it's Rosh Chodesh, and there's a riot for Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel that on Rosh Chodesh we were commanded the mitzvahs to start dealing with the preparations of Pesach. Rashi. Shai Moshe Rabbeinu Omei B'Pesach Rishon V'Dorish Lehem B'Hilchas Pesach Sheni. You see that he was Dorish Hilchas Sheni on the first month, that's a month before the Eretz Shloshim Yom Shehu B'Arba Asav Yir. It was 30 days before him. Malahal and Rosh Chodesh, Dixiv Hebebe, Echad Lachodesh Hasheni, and we have the Gezeres HaShava. Okay, period. Rashi says this is a new Inyan right now. We just mentioned that in Behalotzcha was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So the question is, why is it that the Torah started on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and later on in Bahalotcha, they go back to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'niktav the Chodesh Sheni. So why did V'niktav the Rosh Chodesh Sheni? It should have been written to Rosh Chodesh Sheni afterwards. Rashi says. V'niktav B'Resha. Lo Ashminan Parach. Lo Ashmaitin Parach. We're not talking about our halacha that we're dealing with. Now the machloket, Rebbe Shimon Gamaliel and Tanakama, when do you start asking and darshaning on Pesach? Ella Seder Parshas, we're just asking now on the Seder Parshas, we're having a little tangent over here in the Gemara, the Kaparach. Mikti. Parshas Pesach Ne'eman Techila. First, the Parsha of Pesach was written. Right? It's obvious, because there's a Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when it happened. Ne'eman Techila. Shahari B'Chodesh HaRishon Ne'eman. Tiksiv B'Chodesh HaRishon. Le'mor T'Bnei Yisrael. U'Parsha Pikudim, which is another word for B'Midbar, the numbers. Ne'eman B'Ir. Umay taima akdama lahai berosh ha-sefer uparsha zu beparsha be'olotcha. Why is it switched around? Amar Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa mishmei de Rav Zot omer. From here we learn clearly Ein muktam mucha b'Torah. There's no order to the Torah. Why is there no order to the Torah? The Beit Peretz brings down, interesting, that if the Torah was written in its order, exactly as it happened, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, he said that anybody could take a small parsha, and from it they could do whatever they want, and they can create olamot. The Torah is also written in Shemot of Hashem, and by writing in Shemot of Hashem, a person, if they read in the order that it was actually done, they could do all kinds of Kabbalistic inyanim. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched around the orders in the Torah to prevent unscrupulous people, and people, the Sod Hashem Lirayav, person who is Yir Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reveal the Soda to them and only to them, and they will have the idea and they won't be unscrupulous with it. So, Ein Muktam U'mucha B'Torah. L'maisa, how far does this go, is a tremendous machloket between the Gedoli Rishonim on the Parsha. Rashi uses it all the time. Ein Muktam U'mucha B'Torah, left and right he uses it. The Ramban does not use it. Only where it's mukhrak to use it, like in this parsha over here, does he use it. You can see it most clearly in parsha's mishpatim. Right? Parsha's mishpatim, we have the parsha of Matan Torah in Yisrael at the end of mishpatim. So Rashi over there clearly says, Ein muktam mucha b'Torah, and he has a whole different limud of what happened before Har Sinai and what happened after Har Sinai. You look at the Ramban over there, he says all the parshas are Kiseda, which will actually bring the machloket of when was the commandment for the Mishkan. Was the Mishkan before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah? The Ramban learns everything in Shemos according to the Seder, because he says it's called of Ein Mukta Mukha B'Torah, you only say it when it's Mukhak to say it. Rashi says it in all places. Omer Rav Papa, Lo Amon, we don't say this klal Ein Mukta Mukha B'Torah, Ela B'Trei Inyani. Only in two separate areas. Aval bechad inyana, madim muktam muktam, madim mucha mucha. But when it comes into one matter, when we're talking about one subject, we don't say this. What was? Madim mucha mucha, and what was after, before what was after. Di lo temahachi, that if you don't say this, you have a little problem. That if you have no order in the Torah, you don't know what was first. Klalupfat, we have a klal in the Torah that when the Torah brings down a general principle and then it brings down a specific after it, we have a rule. Ein beklal, the klal, the general principle could only be talking about with the prat. Now, if there's not mukta mukha b'Torah, maybe the prat was before the klal. You can't say this klal or prat anymore. Dilma prat v'klalu. Fitu, and another question. Let's ask the other question. When the Torah brings something specific, a prat, the klal, and then it brings the general principle after, we have a klal in the Torah. Nasi klal, mosif ala prat. The klal is now coming to add on to the prat, and even the specific thing that we brought beforehand, everything that's the klal is in it. Dilma klal a prat, but maybe it's the opposite way. Iachi, a feel of betraying, yaninami. So why should that be one matter? And any matters over here, this should be going on. So Hanicha Lamando Mer, we don't have a question. According to one that says Klal Ufrat Lamuchukin Zemizeh Ein Danim Oto, the Klal Ufrat. If you have a Klal and Ufrat that are separate from each other, meaning two different in Yanin, we don't say Klal Ufrat. That's Shapir. We have no question. Ela Demanim Mer Danim. Even if they're separate and they're two partial, we say a Klal Ufrat. My ichlamema. And we're saying, in the manu danim hani mile bechad inyana. Only when it's in one area of the Torah. Allah betray inyanim ain danim. We don't do it. Rashi. Ain mukta mukha b'Torah. Lo akpida Torah al haseder muktam mu'ucha o parshio shenemar techila hakdimo miyacharim la. There's no akpida in the Torah to bring it down in the order. Betray inyanim b'shtei parshiot. And two Parsha, not the same subject matter, but in the two paragraphs, kilu in the Torah. The chad in yana, the mikvot hasudorim, the parsha echad. The ilo tema haki, that if you don't say so, the besedik sivasam the emru, had the kaimalan kol klal ufrat, ein beklal ela masha beprat, lefisha bar prat, ufrat shezeo klal, whatever's in the prat, that's in the klal. How could you ever know what was the Indian? There's a big question over here that I don't fully go into. But people are probably wondering themselves, listen, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah in the way it doesn't, who cares how it happened? It should be how it's written in the Torah. Since the Torah wrote it in this way, that the Kal of Prat is according to what was written in the Torah, not according to the way it happened. Why should it make any difference? Meaning the Torah is saying, Ein Muktam Mukham B'Torah. So therefore, maybe you can't write a Kal of Prat, but the Torah wrote it in a certain order. Should Kal of Prat be in the order that it's written in the Torah? It's a complicated sugya over here. I mean, they bring down areas. There's the Kal of Prat is Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh was given when the Torah was said over. Since it was said over and the Torah Shebal Peh was given to it, even though it was written in this order, maybe the Kal of Prat is going on the way it was said and not the way it's written. And now that it's written and it's not in order, how do you say Kal of Prat? It's an Indian to go into. Nase Klal Mosif Al Prat. There's another Klal in the Torah that when you have the Klal, when you have the Prat and then the Klal, we make the general principle adding on to the Prat. Shalotamai Ein Kanei La Prat. You don't say that there's only the specific. Or Kiyotsi Bo. Navi Bedini Bebinyin Av. Lachin Hosif Akos of Klal, we put the principle afterwards. Lahavi Kol Dover Vefilo Ein Doma De Prat. To everything on the Prat, even if it's not similar to the Prat. Ihaki Kashilach, I feel betray in Yanin Tikilah, Taha, Yanyani Klal of Prat, Kishinamai, Achad Mehem, Parsha Zuvi, Achad Mehem, Parsha Cheret. Hani, because it's all the Seder, the Lord, Kashilach, on the Mandame Klal of Prat, Murachim, Ain, Tani, Upluk the Hebe Menuchos. This is really a Makloch in the Mesek, the Menuchos, Prepare Kola, Menuchos, Boz, Matzah, and the Baba Kama Bechovel. Okay, there's a Sugyan Klal of Prat. Let's get back into Yanim of Pesach. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Habodik, the one, Leil, we establish Bedikat Chametz at the night time. The one who does Bedikat Chametz, Sarek Shivato. He has to do Bittul Chametz afterwards. My timer, what's the reasoning? And we're going to go through one reason, and we'll see according to Rov of the Achron, and we go away from this reason, and we'll go to another one. Ein Neirin Mishum Piruvim. And maybe it's because of Piruvim. There's crumbs on the floor that you might have missed when you're cleaning. I don't know about today, because I know that we take care of the Piruvim. Like Reb Scheinberg said, you don't have to get so crazy about Piruvim. Just fill up a bucket full of bleach and just get every corner in the house. No Piruvim after that. But in those days, I guess they didn't have these type of floor cleaners they have. You're worried about Piruvim that might be there. And we say, nope, halo chashive. They're not chashiv. Let's just stop for a minute over here. There's a lot of information on this. Vashi habodek sarik shiyavata. Look at this interesting Vashi. Vashi says, belibo. You should do bittel in your heart, meaning you don't have to verbalize it. So mek habedika me'ad, and it should be immediately after the bedika. Vi'omer. And now he says, you say it. First he says, you think it, it's in your heart. And now he says to verbalize it. Kol kamira de'ika ve'vesi ha'dein levat. A little different than we have. First you think it, and then you say it. Which one is Rashi choosing over here? L'maisa, it's a tremendous machloket poskim. Is bitl enough just to think it, or do you have to verbalize it? And the truth is, there are those that say that the chachamim were mitakin that you have to verbalize it. Really, you only have to think it. But if you think it, you have the problem. Let's deal now. The person did bittul belev. He nullified the chametz in his heart, meaning it's nothing to him. It's gone, and that's fine. That's a fine nullification. If you make it ka'afat da'ara, how do you make something ka'afat da'ara? It's a mind game, right? This thing is worthless to me. It's chametz now. I'm not going near it. It's not mine. The problem is on Pesach now when he finds the bottle of good whiskey. Bottle of shivas over here, and all of a sudden, if it was in the lathe, it's very easy to be mafatal belave. The second he thinks, oy vey, how could have I done that? The bittul is nullified. If it's in the lathe, you could be mafatal with the lathe. Therefore, those who say that really bittul is belave, but the chamin made you verbalize it in order that you won't nullify it just with your thoughts if you happen to find something. Now that you verbalize it, you can't nullify it. If something was just done in the lathe, you can nullify it with your lathe. If you did bitta b'leiv, your leiv can nullify it. But if I did it b'peh, I can't nullify that nullification unless I do it again b'peh. I'd have to really say, oh, I didn't want to do that. But it won't work with the leiv. Again, Rashi's still a little bit of a difficulty because Rashi's not saying all this, but that's basically a way to understand. Is it in the heart? Is it in the mouth? We say that the Rabbanim are talking this version, everybody should say it so it would not remain just in the heart. Pivurim is a very, very big sugya. There's a lot of chumras now going on pivurim. The Gemara just said, if someone is bodek, what is the reason why he needs to be mavata? Because of the pivurim. There's pivurim left over, and we said, no, they're not choshev. Meaning, bedika doesn't work. You don't need bedika, you don't need bittel for these pivurim. So, Vova the poskim says, Enachinami, you don't need the bittel for the pivurim, but you still have to do bedika on the pivurim. You still have to be bodek. Why do you have to be bodek? Says the bittel, you still have the inyan of lo yimatzah velo yireh in the house. You can't even have pivurim. Because we're worried, what are we worried about? What's the issa of lo yimatzah lo yireh? It's a little problem over here. To be over these yisurim, you have to have a kezayit of chametz in your house. Now that's a big chiddush for women and anyone cleaning up. What we're searching for and what we're cleaning our house for is a kezayit of chametz. There's two inyanim. There's lo yireh lo yimatzah, you can't find chametz. What's chametz? Kezayit. There's an issa of eating. There's an issa of eating chametz, even a kosher. So when we're cleaning our house, what are we cleaning for? Right? The machloket Rashi talks from the beginning of the Masechta over here. What is the bedikah for? Are we worried that you'll be over bal yireh bal yimatzah? Fine, leave the crumbs. Who cares? You're not going to be over on it. If you're worried you're going to eat it, oh, now we have to examine. Which crumbs are you going to eat over here? I mean, most people don't eat crumbs that are on their floor where we're very mefunah. Bigger issue over here that comes up is you have to clean the crumbs out of your sforim. This is the Shitas Chazon Ish, that one, the books that you're going to use on Pesach, you're worried that there's going to be a crumb in there. He's even going to hold it, we're going to see the Mishkan of the Gemara, not like other people, that even it could be Bal Yireh, Bal Yimatzah, even on Pachut Mekizayim. So we have this idea of Piruvim. Lamaisa. When the Mishnah Brewer brings down the Machloket on this, and he brings down that one should be cautious that maybe he'll come to eat it. I mean, a problem could be, since an Isser, kosher, you dropped maybe your fork on the floor. Some people are mocking me, if their forks drop on the floor, they won't eat it. And it fell on one of these pivurim, and then you put it to your mouth, the Isser, achila. I mean, yeah, there's no end that people can go on, and maybe someone walked in from outside. All these different things. The Maisa, with Moshe, brings down that there's different dargas of pirurim. There's pirurim that are just so small, they're bottle, and achinami, where the Mishnah brewing them, that you trample them, they get dirty, no one's going to, it's not edible anymore. Then there's crumbs that are not a kezayit, that still nicker, they spread a little piece of bread on the floor, a little something, a little piece of licorice, less than a kezayit, which is chometz gomor. Over here, things that are nicker, for sure, they're not talking about this. When it says pivurim, who the enu chashive, with Moshe says we're talking about very small pivurim over there, and that's what it's talking about. Enu chashive, but anything that's bigger than that, that someone might just normally pop in their mouth, even though it's less than desired, for sure one has to clean. A big sugya of going on over here. Bodek tzorik shivata, my timer. If you have the reason why you have to do bittel is because you couldn't get up all the crumbs when you did bedikat chametz, hailo chashivei, it's not chashev. You don't have to do a bittel on that. The chitema on that it's kevan dimintelahu agav beitei chashivei. Maybe since when you close the door of the house, it is guarded by the house, it's considered chashev. It's inside the house. Tanya. Can't say that because we have a brisa. So te'anim, the end harvest of the te'anim, which are never going to ripen completely. They're not chashev. Umishame, but they guarded sadeyum et pnei anavim. But you also have vineyards, and you're guarding your field for the grapes, and there happens to be these unripe figs that will never get ripe in the end of the season. Or Sofi Anavim, the unripe grapes at the end of the season. Umeshama Sadeum is Mipnei Kishut or Mipnei Dilot, and you're guarding it for other fruits and vegetables. Bizman Shabalabayid Machbid Aleim, if the Balabayid is explicitly strict on them. Esurim Mishum Gezel, these have a din, there's been Gezel on them and Chayvim Maisa. But Bizman Sha'ain Balabayid Machbid Aleim, but if he doesn't care about these, even though it's guarded, agav something else, mutar mishum gezel, mutar mishum maisa. If someone goes and steals it, there's no din stealing on it. If someone eats them, there's no din maisa on it. Oh, so you see clearly over here that something that's guarded, that's not chashuv, and it's being guarded for other reasons, it's not kudin chashuv. Amirvava, the reason is gezer shem yematzik luska yafa. The reason why we do bittel is we're afraid you might find a nice piece of bread over there, v'daite ilvaya, and you're going to want to eat it. Rashi. My timer. Hi, mivar kol hanim. So you already were mivar everything. Tachite mekeven demitin alu agav beite imishar memona with the rest of his possessions. Hu mishamam, he's also guarding the crumbs. Kishahu noel beito lishamu nimtza mishame kol mash betof. When you lock the door, you find anything in it is being guarded. Hilcha kashivi, maybe it's considered chashuv. For shimor, what makes something chashuv? You're going to watch over it. It's shimor over here. The lava daiti didehu, mi machashiv lay. Vetanya sofi te'enim, and sof, lekita te'enim nimtzim, b'te'ena, te'enim she'enim, mitzbashalok, kol tzachi alomot. We find that there's always going to be at the end of the harvest, ones that are never going to fully ripen. When you're guarding it because of the anavim. He's not doing it because of the te'enim. There's good grapes that still have to ripen. Or sofi anavim shaloi yidvashalom edu balasad mishamas adezu shehein betocha vehein velo bishvilam el mipnei adelot kishar sheba. In all these cases. Kishoy v'dilayim mehem pri atzmo mikishoy v'dilayim kari kol haylonot. The chayvim b'maisa, you'd be chayvim maisa if you machbit. Im liktam bala bayad or natnam le'achir. Upetor min ha'maisa, te hefker potem min ha'maisa. This is hefker. V'daito ilvaya, we're worried that you'll find it and you daito ilvaya. Aleya. Chashuvim hi, be'enav. It'll be something chashuv, again the bottle of whiskey. The chas aleil is soft, and he'll decide that he doesn't want to burn it, umishar, and he'll keep it. The filo vega echad, that one hesitation before he pours out that bottle of whiskey down his toilet, nimta over aleil b'bal yireh b'bal yimotzer. This he hesitated, and he thought, well, I don't really want to do it. Boom, he's going to be off. Oh, I'm over. Aval mishavotle, enu over the lokasiv eila tashpiso. But if he was mabatle, enu over the lokasiv eila tashpiso. Therefore, one has to do bittul chametz. V'chi mishkachala levatla. So why don't we have, why do we have to do, so that's why we need bittul. We need bittul in case you might bump something, we have to do nullification. The question now comes, when do we do the bittul chametz? The Gemara says, after bedikah chametz. After bedikah chametz, immediately then you do bittul. The Gemara asks, v'chi mishkachala levatla. Why don't, when we find it, be mevatle? And the reason is, dealing mishkacha le labasi, so maybe you'll find this gluska ya for the bottle whiskey, after the time of Isser. When is the time of Isser? The sixth hour. V'lav b'shute kaima. And it's not in your rishus anymore. V'lo matzi mevatel. You can't be mevatel. This is where a lot of the lumdus of bittul chametz comes in. After the sixth hour, it's not in your rishus. You could only nullify something that you own. And if you didn't nullify it verbally or in your heart, it's after the sixth hour, you cannot nullify it anymore. And now that you didn't nullify it, we're worried that if you find it, you're automatically going to be over. See Vashi. The law of Rishus say who? Vashi says, what does it mean it's not in your Rishus? Einu shalo. He's not, doesn't have a bilis on it. That's what shalom means, lechor. It's really, the Ketzos goes into it, Navli Meluim, all the Achronim, are battling on what's called not in your rishus. Can you own something and still not be called the law of rishus? It could still be called yours. It's really, the thing is called Isuri Hana. You own something, Isuri Hana. Is it called yours or not? Rashi says it's not even yours over here. Where did there be a nafkamina? They bring down, it's a tremendous machloket. Let's say the sixth hour on Pesach, my chametz aren't mine anymore. They're not called my rishus, but are they mine? What's the nafkamina? Can I marry an isha with it? Is it called mine or not? Can I do something with it? Can I utilize it? Rashi says over here, Einu shalom. It's not even his. It's not his rishus. It's not his. Tremendous machloket going on in this area. I'll get to that in just a second. Okay. V'lo matzi mevatel. He won't be able to be mevatel. Yomer Reb Elazar, shnei devarim eina b'shuso shel adam. There are two things that a person doesn't have rishus in him, according to Rashi. It's not even his. V'yasa kasav ki'ilu b'shuso. And the Torah makes like it's his. V'elohem, these what they are. A bor b'shus of adam. Someone digs a hole in b'shus of adam. It's not his hole. Because he doesn't own Rishus of Rabin. So he made a big hole right over here, and then someone goes in there, or they make the hole in the road, and someone's driving his car, and he gets in an accident because of it. You're responsible. Even though it's not yours, these are the two things. It's not your Rishus of Rabin, also because of Kila Rishus of Elim, poor Rishus of Rabin, the Chametz Meshesh Shaul Lamala. And Chametz, it's not yours, but we make it yours. We make it yours to slap an Isra on you. So in the Vatel, the Arba, let's do bitul chametz in the fourth hour and the fifth hour. Why do we do bitul chametz at nighttime? Wait till it's something more lemaisa, the fourth or the fifth hour. And we say, Kevan, the lav zman isorahu, since it's not the time of the isser, there's nothing happening over here, the lav zman biyohu, the fourth and fifth hour, nothing's really happening. Right? It's not until the sixth hour that this happens. Since there's no time Isra over here, and it's not time that you did Biur, which is the Bedikat Chametz, Hudima Pasha for the Mevatele. Maybe you'll forget about it. So today, because of that, where the Chachamim were mitaking that we do Bitul Chametz immediately after the Bedikah, so one shouldn't forget about it, and we're noegin to do it again at Sreifas Chametz. That's the Ikkar Tekana is at nighttime, but we're noegin Sreifas Chametz. Why are we noegin Sreifas Chametz? Because maybe he had some chametz left over. There were certain chametz that he didn't do bitul on, the 10 little pieces, and he lost one of the pieces over there. And he lost one of the pieces, or on the other hand, he might have bought some bread in the morning. There could be problems with bread in this house afterwards, but don't do bitul before the sreifa. Because before the sreifa, you want to be mekayim the sreifa, at least according to Shita's Tosfos, the kumbia sam burning it, so we do the bitul afterwards. Vashi Yomer Reb Elazar Beit Devarim Einu Shalom Tiyasa Kasev Kilo Him Breshuso That Chayev Aleim To Be Chayev Adam Bor Breshuso Rabim Hapotcho. Someone who opens up a hole in Breshuso Rabim Chayev Benazikim. He's Chayev for it. The Einu Bor Shalom, but it's not his Bor. Eilu Shal Hefker Shal Breshuso Rabim Shal Breshuso Rabim Ho Viyafo Pi Shekavu Einu Breshuso Rabim Knoyo. He didn't make a kinyan in it, but it's going to be his. Tenivato Biarba Kolomer. Why should you do it at nighttime? Just do a bitul before the Yisra. Now we're afraid that you might be pasha, yishkak, you might forget about it. What's going to cause him to remember? Yizkor.